Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
You cannot raise consciousness only with behavior change. That's transformation. You can only raise consciousness with what is called transmutation, belief change. So you can say, I'm not going to eat that cake for 30 years. That's behavior change. When you stop thinking about eating the cake and you have a belief change, you've transmuted, you've gained consciousness. Super important to say.
Hey, what's up, everyone? If you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. If you are returning, welcome back. I'm so glad that you are here for another episode. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. Make sure you go back and listen to all of the episodes. Just kind of binge it because they're all good. We have special promo codes in there I don't want you to miss out on, but I also want you to get a really good idea of where I'm coming from. I want you to know my story, my past, and get a really good feel for this podcast because you aren't going to want to miss a single episode. And today's episode does not disappoint. It's different. And you guys know me, I love being different. We have Dr. Frances Yahia on today. She's phenomenal. She is an author. She is an archetypal astrologer, a shaman, a Akashic records reader, and spiritual counselor based in Southern Florida. She earned her PhD in mental health counseling and educational leadership from Barry University and has studied and taught metaphysics for over 2 decades. Oh yes, I told you this episode is going to be different. Dr. Yahia's main interests are Jungian analysis with an emphasis on depth psychology patterns, shadow work, and the use of symbols and archetypes to assist clients with their deepest subconscious patterns. I know this is a mouthful, you guys. She helps clients identify the narratives they've built their lives upon, deconstruct the story, and build a new foundation with the client's authentic values and philosophies at the forefront of their life. And she is the author of The 7 Gates, 7 Steps Beyond Awareness, and is the president at Hidden Truths College of Metaphysics, where she teaches consciousness coaching, her 12 truths to a spiritual path, Akashic records, astrology, universal laws, metaphysics, like everything. So we dive into this whole spiritual world, and I love that it doesn't matter what religion you are, you get the messages in your language, because it's just beautiful when you can open up your mind, body, soul, and everything, and learn about the energy flow of this universe and really uncover what life you were meant to live here on this earth. So we make a lot of fitness and health connections in this podcast too, especially when it comes down to belief changes. So dive in, you guys. Everything is in the show notes. Make sure you get her book, The 7 Gates, 7 Steps Beyond Self-Awareness, because it is phenomenal. Okay, I'm not talking anymore, you guys. Enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I'm Melissa Vogel, your host. And holy crap, am I excited about today's episode. We have Dr. Frances Yahia. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
Yes. Oh, you are just phenomenal. I am so excited to dive into this because this is a topic that You know, we've never really covered on the Bomb Mom podcast everything that we're going to dive into and that you're just like this amazing pro at. It's not talked about a whole lot. I find a lot of people are really into this and then some people aren't. And like we were chatting before we started recording, you guys, and I was telling her that, you know, being a good person, living an overall healthy, fit, you know, abundant life, it's so much more than just eating carrot sticks and lifting weights.
Absolutely.
And I think the more that we can even talk with professionals like Dr. Francis here, the more we're going to grow, learn, open ourselves up to just living the best life ever, you know? So I love having guests on that we've never had on before and talking about different topics we've never talked about before. So you're pretty impressive. You're an archetype astrologer, and you're going to have to like, just tell me if I slaughter all these different names because you're too brilliant to screw this up. You said earlier you're a level 2 shaman.
Yeah, I'm just a shaman. No level.
There's no level. Okay. You're just a shaman. Just.
It sounds fancier than what it is, but I'll explain.
I'm not a shaman. So the fact that you're a shaman, I'm impressed. You're also I'm going to say this right. Akashic records reader?
Akashic.
I was so close. Yes. So close. A spiritual counselor. You're an author. You're also a mental health counselor. You're phenomenal.
Thank you. Do you know what? I'm also a dietitian.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you a personal trainer too?
I used to be. So what you said about being a good person and carrot sticks and exercising, it's interesting because you have to clean sort of the spirit and the mind because the body is simply a manifestation of your impurest thoughts, emotions, and desires. So I can see your body and your scars and know exactly what secrets you're hiding in your psyche. So when I got into nutrition, I was like, oh, I need to continue going upwards, go to the mind. And then I went to the spirit. So it's really all inclusive. We've got to tackle all three.
I get it. I'm so glad you said that and because you worded it way better than I did. But you're absolutely right. And I could see how starting at nutrition, being like, okay, this is just the base. This is fun, but we need to go higher and deeper and more into this.
Right. And it actually goes into the creation of the universe, no matter what religion, tradition, or philosophy. Everything starts at the ether or the Akashic plane, goes to air, goes to fire, goes to water, goes to earth. And the body's the earth element. So everything in creation is created in that order. That's why the Akashic records or the Akashic plane, what I read is the highest sort of access to the spirit world.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay. How did you get into this? How did you know that you were like, because you're seriously gifted. Did you know this at an early age? Like, how did this start?
I was actually born into a cult.
Oh my God.
So let me preface. I'm Cuban. My background's Cuban. And it's very common for Cubans to practice Afro-Cuban traditions. They're rooted in mythology. And when we started out as a young person, it wasn't a cult. It was just a sort of tradition, religious, spiritual tradition. Then sort of the cult leader, as many do, went awry, got power hungry and so forth. And I left as a result. But my actual foundational teachings are very solid. So I did know at a very early age, I probably gave my first reading about 3 or 4 years old to one of the members of the cult, got in trouble for it. So I was told, put that away. That's not welcome here. And then I did. I literally put those gifts away. And then when I left at 33, I had 3 kids at the time. I left the cult. I was felt like an abandoned. Like, now what?
Yeah.
So I found astrology, and astrology is absolutely the best self-awareness tool. It's literally you on a piece of paper, and it's phenomenal. And I studied that for several years. And then driving one day, I heard the words Akashic Records. I had heard of them before, but had never had interest. Took some classes, got a reading, took some classes, and found my way home. I was home when I read the records. So at that point, I was seeing clients with the records, with astrology, and did some shamanism work, and it all ties in together. So kind of let me just explain in simplest terms. Shaman simply means a person who walks between the worlds. So there's an earthly existence, your body, Melissa Francis, the earthly beings, and then there's a spirit that animates you. That's your divine nature. So the shaman works between both of those worlds. So as I'm talking to you, I'm here present in my earthly existence, but I'm connected to the highest consciousness of the universe, the higher planes that we're allowed to access as humans. And so it's a flow of information, both from the rational, logical mind, the material world, but also the universal consciousness and the spirit. So astrology helps that, Akashic record reading helps that, but ultimately we all have the capacity, no matter what you call it, to be shamans or astrologers or spiritualists.
I've heard that before, that everyone has the ability to do this.
Absolutely. There are five clairs, and we all have access to five clairs: clairvoyance, claircognizance, clairgusticence, clairsentience, clairaliens, and you could develop these. It's one of the things I teach is how to develop. And you could develop them just for your personal use to live sort of more of an informed life.
Yeah.
Or you could do like I do and read for people. But we all have access to this because we all have divine spirit inside of us that animates us.
Right. It's insane to me that you can go in between the worlds, you know, like that. Now, explain these Akashic records to us.
Okay,
I nailed that name, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I did. I knew it. I knew it.
I could see it in your face. You're like, I got this.
I got this.
So there are seven planes in the universe. As humans, because we're in a dense form of the body, we only have access to four. And the highest plane is the Akashic plane or the Akashic records. So with a prayer, you could access those Akashic records. So I don't know if any of your listeners do psychic work or mediumship or any sort of spirit work, the Akashic records are the source where all that other psychic stuff comes from. So I call it the peer-reviewed journal of the spirit world.
Makes sense.
Let's go straight to the source, and then you could pull everything down from there. And so that's what I love. So what happens is there's a prayer. You learn to read the prayer for yourself, and there's also a class to read for others. You read the prayer, and you access this universal consciousness. The universe has a big energetic field surrounding it. Everything that has ever been thought, created, believed is stored in that energy field. That's the Akashic plane. Each individual person has their own set of Akashic records. So you have yours, I have mine. Mm. So in a session, you can access both the universal energies. You could get universal truths, which is what all my books and theories are based on. The universal truths that are stored, or what I call the hidden truths that are stored in the universal energy, or I read the records for a client about their personal life and situation and so forth.
Wow, because that would really help someone get a better understanding of themselves, their past, things that they're currently struggling with. I mean, I got to imagine just opens everything up. And
absolutely. And the first thing is to really understand sort of your divine purpose or your soul's journey and why you're sort of stuck and not living that life. Because we all come with a huge divine purpose. We are all divinely guided. I just wrote a book called Spiritual Adulting, and I take you from womb to tomb.
I love that name.
Thank you. Exactly how you're guided from the moment you're conceived to the moment you die, spiritually, age by age. I have a video series on my YouTube about it, and the book's coming out later this year. And if we understood that just like we are guided biologically and that we're guided spiritually, we would feel a little safer in the world, and that these sort of go hand in hand. There are certain ages where certain things are supposed to happen to us biologically as well as spiritually. So that's why I've written that sort of book to help people understand that. Just like in biology, if you exercise and eat well, you can live better, look better, live longer. We have the same idea in spirituality. You can get spiritual growth the size of a raisin or the size of a jackfruit. I'm a glutton. I love spiritual growth. I try to get the gluttony. But it's the same thing. To believe that we're not both and not understand that we're guided spiritually just like we are biologically, we're missing out on 50% of our potential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have been, and we're kind of going off of our, like, you know, pre-listed questions and everything, but this stuff is fascinating. And I hope our listeners are fascinated by it too, because like I always say, the more open you are to growing and learning and just other opportunities, the more it's going to help you as a whole. Working with clients and stuff, what's the biggest, like, do you have one person that sticks out the most in your head and you're like, oh my God, I had this one client and I did a reading for her and we worked with her and her life changed by, you know, does anyone stick out for you?
Honestly, it's like that all day, every day.
Oh my God.
So I was previously married and I'd come out of my room and I'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like every session was, oh my God. Because what happens, and this speaks to the archetypes, as human beings, we are incapable of understanding the vastness of the universe. Therefore, we're incapable of understanding the vastness of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We totally agree. We don't know how huge and impactful and how much agency we have. We sell ourselves short day in and day out. So there's a law called the principle of mentalism, which explains that everything in the universe is mental and that we create everything. But we have difficulty with that. It's sort of like the records. How is everything ever thought or said or believed stored? So the next law is the principle of gender. That we can understand. Male, female, traits, qualities, things like that. Elements, vibration, those things we can understand. So those laws kind of help us with the material world. And so one of the things I've understood as an archetypal astrologer is everything is an archetype. So we have a preconceived notion of what a geek looks like, or a mother, or someone who's snobby, right? These are sort of forms that we have in our mind. The same thing with our divinity. We either see it as Jesus or Buddha or Krishna. And so when you read for someone, oftentimes these forms of God come through to speak to the client in their language for them, to show them who they are. Can you understand that you're Jesus, you are Buddha, you are Krishna? Like, that's mind-blowing. And that these forms of God come through me to share with the client. How can I not be blown away with every session? Like, it's phenomenal.
That's so cool. And I'm glad you pointed that out too, that like, whatever it is for them. So if someone's like, you know, full on Catholic, I was raised like Catholic, we're talking K through 12 private school,
right?
Like Catholic girl. And I love that you brought that up, because then that's the message they're getting in their language.
Right. And it's their language for them. That's why if it's an exercise, then guess what? An exercise guru is going to show up and talk to you. It's whatever you need to connect to your divinity in your language, in your form, because the vastness of the universe and ourselves is grandiose. We just don't get how powerful and magnificent we are. So we need things in a form, in a visual, so that it can sort of enter our consciousness. It's very interesting. So really, every session blows me away.
The other thing
that blows me away is how much we trick ourselves into believing we're limited or confined to our story. And so I do what I call shatter snow globes for a living, where I shatter your snow globe. I shatter your story. I explain why your story isn't serving you, because your story is just a personal mythology of characters and costumes and traditions and locations. It's not real. And so I have a hashtag, it's called No New Stories. We're just living story from mythology. So one of the big things I help clients identify, especially with astrology, but with Akashic Records as well, is what story have you been programmed to believe that you're living out? And we find it in mythology, whichever myth you like, religion, tradition, philosophy, doesn't matter. And then we can help deconstruct it so that we don't have to live it out that way, but our own way, and not limit ourselves.
That's so fucking cool, because we, sorry, I drop them every now and then.
Not a problem.
But that's what we talk about so much in my private group, and how I train women. And like, you all have this story that you've written, or you've been told by others or your parents, of like, you know, you're the pretty girl and your sister's the smart one. And then you grow up believing that, or like, you're the naughty one or the loud. Like, I was always told, like, you're loud, you're naughty, you don't know how to sit still. I was told a lot of things and I shouldn't be where I'm at right now.
Right.
But I was open to learning everything, and I kept my mind open when I, you know, became an adult. So luckily I was able to change my story, but I know it still affects me today. But I love that you're offering this whole other way instead of just like therapy or, you know, just reading a book. This is a whole new level you can take it to learn like you said, shatter your snow globe.
Yes.
That's so cool. This is right up our alley.
That's wonderful. And it really affects everything. I had a client a few weeks back who was having a lot of digestive issues. And I said, well, if we clean out your records, your mind, your spirit, your gut's going to start working. Within 2 weeks, she's like, I have never had such bowel movements in my life. I go, yeah, because you cleaned out the junk where it mattered, you know? So for your audience, it's so physically oriented, which is great. We really do need to kind of go upstream and look at the mind and the spirit, because we're all of it.
Yeah.
It's all working together. The story is feeding the dynamic of the entire system, mind, body, and spirit. So
right.
Leaving one portion out is doing yourself a disservice, because you're not getting the full picture of what you are and your capacity.
True. So true. You know, let's talk about that, you know, the subconscious mind and how that develops.
Okay.
I would love to know your take on it and how that all begins for us.
Okay. So there's 4 steps to subconscious development. It starts at the moment of conception. The moment of conception, you get your subconscious mind. I'm going to layer it with 3 others because it's easier for you to understand.
Okay.
The moment of conception, your parents have a vibration, a low-level vibration. They have impure thoughts. They have secrets. They don't love themselves unconditionally. They haven't gotten their needs met. It's a hot mess. They conceive you on that exact same low-level vibration. That's why Jesus' metaphor of being born in a manger. We're animals. We were born in low-level manger consciousness. That's the trick of the manger story. So our job is to sort of get out of the manger to achieve Christ consciousness, a higher level sort of consciousness. So the second layer of the subconscious happens in the womb. In the womb, we get what I call your shadow love language. Your mom is sort of feeding you false information on how to get your needs met. And you think that that's how you have to show up in the world to get your needs met and to be loved. So let's just use an example. Your mom works until the last minute her water breaks. You get the message, hard work equals love. Hard work equals validation. Hard work equals fill in the blank. And so now your version of love is to work hard, work every day, have an excess schedule. And you're in your psyche, you're thinking, I'll get love and my needs met this way. Not true. Third layer of the subconscious is your actual birth story. We have a little bit of a struggle here in the birth story, because it's how we enter the world. Our transition into the world speaks to how we transition into all other phases of our life, primarily sexuality and death. And we have to rewrite that. It's an unhealthy script. And then the fourth level of the subconscious, now you're actually present and alive, happens between 0 and 7. This is where you get your personal mythology. You get your characters, your traditions, your costumes. Like you said, Melissa, you're loud. You never sit still. And that's called a prophecy from Greek mythology. Every god in Greek mythology went to the Oracle of Delphi and got a prophecy. And Oedipus took out his eyes, and Narcissus froze looking at his image, and Achilles got killed by his heel. Well, if you keep to that personal mythology and that prophecy, you too will sort of have an unlived life. So those are the 4 main layers. So what I dedicate myself to is shattering the snow globe from the moment of conception, explaining your unmet needs, why you don't feel worthy or unlovable, why you seek love in the unhealthy ways that you do, problems in relationship, families, why you parent the way you do, why you work the way you do, and shatter all those snow globes, and then help you rewrite the story based on healthy adult meeting your own needs, setting boundaries, what I call a 48 to 52, finding the midpoint for your life that works for you so that you can show up in the world as the spiritual adult that you're meant to be.
And you get this information by reading our records. are.
Yes. So I'll get your personal story, your sort of personal subconscious mm-hmm. from the records. I also have something that's called a psychological X-ray. And in three questions, I can see your entire psyche. That's in my book, The Seven Gates, Seven Steps Beyond Self-Awareness. And then the steps are how to take yourself with or without me from those three questions. They're called good buckets, bad buckets, and child script. You put into play the seven steps or the seven questions, you can get yourself there. I have tons of free material on my website, workbooks, YouTube videos. I'm a college professor. I own a metaphysical college. It is all available. What I want people to do is to do the work and to do it truthfully, not have dependence on teachers, gurus, religious, zealots, because we're in the age of Aquarius. We are the world savior for ourselves, the one we've been waiting for. There's no one coming. Yeah. So I want to put the tools out there so that you can save yourself. I am what I call a pebble on a path. I'm part of the journey of many people that work with me, but it's your journey to do your way. I just sort of, provide the insight, the steps, so to speak, down the yellow brick road to take you to Emerald City, and then you get yourself back home.
I love that. And that goes right along with training. Like, I tell people, I don't want you to only be able to work out with a personal trainer.
Right.
I don't want you to.
Empowering them to do it themselves.
It is. And a lot of people get stuck in that. And so I love that you're saying that and explaining it with a whole different topic in a whole different way, because I say the same thing. I'm like, getting a personal trainer and like becoming addicted to them and reliant on them is kind of one of the worst things that you could do.
Yeah. And the thing is, we're programmed to do that. We, from the moment of conception all through 0 to 7, which is when we get our personal mythology, have our parents on pedestals, despite what your childhood was like. It does not matter. In your psyche, your gods are mom and dad. So we were told someone always has to be on a pedestal and it can't be you. And my job is to dethrone everybody. I have a game of dethroning going on. Look at my videos, I dethrone grief, I dethrone Jesus, I dethrone God, I dethrone your parents. We have to dethrone everyone. The only person on the pedestal has to be and should be yourself. That's the symbolism of the sixth chakra. I don't know how familiar you and your listeners are, but the sixth chakra is basically a throne, your kingdom. And I told you earlier, we can only identify with a form of God. Mm-hmm. That's the third eye, the sixth chakra. And it should be you with mom and dad on the sides. The petals have a sun and a moon representing mom and dad, because they do give you life, your thoughts, your emotions, your desires, your consciousness level, your body.
Sure.
Great. Honor them. But then no one should be on your throne but yourself. And so I dethrone everything and everyone. And so we have to dethrone ourselves as trainers and gurus and teachers, because it's your life. It's not mine. I'm just here to be a pebble on your path and give you some insights.
That is so cool. I am, when you said it was the level 2 in the womb, and how you gave the example of the working mom and everything, I found that one really fascinating, because you can't be more connected than mother and child. I mean, like, living inside of your mother's body, the umbilical cord, the attachment, everything. And I never thought of how powerful that stage probably really is. And with every pregnancy, it's so different.
So different. So different. I have twins.
Oh my gosh.
They got the same message, but they live it out in different ways. And then I have a daughter after the twins, and she got a different version of the mother. Because mm-hmm. I was raising her brothers while I was pregnant with her. So
right. It's
never replicated, not with twins, not with, another sibling. And so I myself have a brother and a sister who are living, and we all have a different shadow love language, because we each had a different pregnancy. It's funny, because the womb, we think in our psyche, is symbiotic, and it's actually parasitic. We think we're getting our, I know.
Wow. You guys should see my face. I'm like, wow. Well,
the reason it's parasitic is because we're not getting our needs met. We're getting basic sort of, breath and food, but we're not. Our emotional needs are absolutely never met unless we meet them ourselves. This is what trickles into relationships, into families. And on my website, I have a workbook for individuals, for families, for couples, because all of those are systems that follow the same universal laws and principles, but we live them out differently. And so we think that it's another's responsibility because of the womb to meet our needs, and it's not. We only become adults and spiritual adults when we learn to meet our own needs and love ourselves unconditionally. Your parents couldn't love you unconditionally, and they couldn't meet your needs. It's one of the biggest lies we're told.
So true. I completely agree with you. Yeah. And I know there's probably a lot of people listening going, what? No, that's not true. And I'm like, keep listening. I'm so glad that you offer all this stuff on YouTube and the workbooks and like, oh my God. And I can't wait to get your book too and start reading it. And the new one, Spiritual Adulting.
Yes, like, I've got 4 coming out this year. Hidden Truths. I've got Spiritual Adulting. I have The Truth is in the Triangle, which the workbook is for couples, but it's on free on the website. And Dethroning Olympus, which is the family systems to explain how parents, we castrate our children. If we don't seek our soul's journey and find our identity, we think we're attached to the role of mother or father. And then we castrate our children, don't let them what I call feed and fly, because we're all sort of backed up in a traffic jam. So that book and that workbook is about how you own your identity, your soul's journey, and then you allow your children to do the same.
My God, Frances, you're so right on. Like every podcast, like no matter what kind of like guests they are, you know, we always connect it back to like health and fitness because, you know, it's what we do. And I can't tell you how many times when I'm working with a client, and I specifically work with like moms, like that's like what I do. And I tell them all the time, I'm like, look, you are going to pass on these same bad habits, these same bad traits. You're going to raise your kids, even though you think you're not, and you're trying to feed them healthy and teaching them workout and stuff. I'm like, if you don't truly change you, you're just passing it on. Same generation. And in my group, I'm like, you have the opportunity to get to stop, at least in that field, you know.
And all of them, we get to stop ancestral trauma, transgenerational trauma. And I love that you address the food aspect, because we are so associated with form that it's the body. So I bring this to digestion. I deal with a lot of clients with digestion issues. Digestion is simply a spiritual issue. It's what you don't know how to do is what I call man your fires. You don't know your own self-worth. You don't know your sort of spiritual integrity. So what you see robs you of your spiritual worth in your third chakra. When you start manning your fires and take care of your self-worth, the illusion or the form of another, whether it's greed or envy or lust, I want to look like her, I want that cake, whatever it is, it all comes through the eyes, no longer can rob you of your fire because you're so strong in your self-worth. But the body is such an important place to start because it's what we could see. And so I deal with a lot of illness. I had cancer for 5 years and I had to break it down and deconstruct it from a subconscious spiritual perspective. All we're doing is trying to get our emotional needs met. Where do you think the archetype of the moon and the womb leads us? To food. Our food patterns are all linked to that second step of the subconscious. That's when we got it, very early on. So you are literally rewriting your entire narrative and your entire story when they work with you and do what you do. You are shifting the basic psyche. It's super important.
Basic. And I'm only one piece. I always tell people, like, think of your life and your journey as like a huge floor puzzle. Like, I'm just like that little corner piece in the puzzle. And then people need people like you, you know, to fill in the other pieces and stuff. And that's how we become whole. That's how we get our entire picture.
Okay. And I love that you use the puzzle, because I have a puzzle maker story opening in my book, In the Seven Gates. And that comes from spirituality.
Oh.
If God or whatever you believe in the universal consciousness gave you as a whole puzzle, then what would you be doing here?
Yeah.
The whole fun of it is to make the puzzle. You find the pieces along the way. You're one of my puzzle pieces right now. How awesome.
Yes. And sometimes it's not fun.
Oh, no. A lot of times it's not fun. I call that your spiritual family versus your earthly family. So I have a whole theory of what I call nemesis or nemesis years in spiritual adulting, where we think that the guy that dumped us or the boss that fired us is a nemesis. And they're actually on our spiritual journey to help us stop the swings of the distractions and the things that we're getting distracted from to really find our true selves. Mm-hmm. So those nemesis or spiritual family often comes in the guise of pain.
Yeah, I believe that. I've learned that this year for sure. Okay, so I have to ask, last question. What is a consciousness coach?
Oh, great question. Okay, so everything is about consciousness. Let me just take you back to that question, that concept of the manger.
Yes.
We're all born, all of us, with low-level consciousness. Our consciousness level is determined at the moment of conception based on prior karma. So when you choose your parents, you're not choosing their face. You're mm-hmm. choosing their vibration level. And it's linked to what you come to work on in this lifetime. There's three kinds of karma. The first is prabha karma, which is all of the karma you've ever accumulated from all of your lifetimes. Sanchita karma, I'm sorry. In this lifetime, you come with one little drop of karma called prabha karma that you're coming to work through. Your parents have that same level of vibration, that same consciousness. Your job is to raise your consciousness level. Consciousness coaching is a program that I offer to help people walk through what I call spiritual TED Talks, spiritual STDs, and a spiritual striptease that gets you to the Emerald City. You have your ruby red slippers, you take yourself home, and I have all the tools. But then I also teach how to become a consciousness coach so that you can learn astrology, read the records, listen archetypally. It's the most amazing, comprehensive program in spiritual awareness and self-development that's out there. No joke. It is phenomenal. And I offer that program, if you want to teach it or work as a counselor or coach, through my Hidden Truths College of Metaphysics, or if you want to do the work personally through my counseling sessions.
Wow. Okay, so on this topic, how can people find you, work with you? What's your website, your social media, your YouTube? Like, give it to us all. We'll put it in the show notes too, but I like my guests to always say it all.
I'll give that to you in a second. I just want to make one notification to people. You cannot raise consciousness only with behavior change. That's transformation. Ooh. You can only raise consciousness with what is called transmutation, belief change. So you can say, I'm not going to eat that cake for 30 years. That's behavior change. When you stop thinking about eating the cake and you have a belief change, you've transmuted, you've gained consciousness. Super important to say.
Hell yeah. Oh my God.
Okay.
We're totally sisters.
Best way to reach me, my website, www.dryahia.com. That's DryahiaYahia.com. My Instagram is at Dr. Yahia. My YouTube channel, please go to my YouTube channel. There's hundreds and hundreds of hours of video explaining myth and symbol and archetype and astrology and religion and philosophy and psychology. I do it all. It's phenomenal. Also, I have a Patreon page, a spiritual starter kit. I have the 12 truths to a spiritual path. It does not matter if you're already on one, if you already have a tradition or religion, it fits into all. There's 12 truths to any spiritual tradition. And that's a $10 a month spiritual starter kit. You get a video and access to me in the community. My book, The Seven Gates, Seven Steps Beyond Self-Awareness, is available on Amazon. I also have Witch Bitch, which is a fun book on ceremonies and rituals, also available on Amazon. And like I said, the other books are going to be out this year, but all of the workbooks are free on my website.
Love it.
If you want a session, you can contact me directly through the webpage, Facebook, of course, the college, all of that is on my webpage.
Oh, I love it. We're going to link it all in the show notes and everything
and
for you too.
And one last thing, I do have a podcast. It's called The Mistress of the Subconscious. And so if you are interested in doing deeper subconscious work, there's 7 seasons. I talk about how to do the model in the book. You could get the workbook for free. You can listen for free. You don't have to buy anything. Obviously, I'm in business, but mainly my goal in life is to get people off of dependency from gurus, teachers, religions. You are the savior you've been waiting for. You are the teacher that you've been waiting for. We are just, myself, Melissa, and I, and anyone else on your path are simply pebbles on your path to help get you there. So that's why I saturate with free materials. If a session can help, great, please reach out, but it's all available to you.
Oh, that's so awesome. You are so amazing.
Thank you.
I just have to say that I loved that you talked about belief change, because so many people are just like, in my world, give me the workout. Oh, I'm just going to do this boot camp and follow this for 6 weeks. That's all. I just need a kick in the butt. And then they do it. They lose the weight and then they gain it again because they made no belief change whatsoever. So it's
and that's
women
raising consciousness. And yeah, that's the whole point of our lifetime. Right? We have two reasons to live: to raise consciousness and to learn how to die. That's the whole
to learn how to die. I love that.
Yeah.
It's so true. Oh my God. I am
Which
so.
Which is detachment.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
Detachment. Detachment from the story. Detachment from the pedestal. Detachment from whatever weighs us down. Thoughts, emotions, desires, physical, anything. That's the whole point of this journey. So it's so fun when you actually know that there's like a plan and you're not just wandering in, you know, the land of Nod.
That's what I was gonna say. You're not just like,
right,
okay, you know, and so many people live there, and it kills me that so many people just live this life of just like live, work, eat, sleep, die. Like, I am so
meant to be so much more.
We are. We truly are. And I hope that this episode just opened the eyes of so many of our listeners. They take the next step, even if it's just going to your YouTube channel. Open yourself up, you guys. Get the books. Do the worksheets. Learn. Learn. We only get to do this life once.
Absolutely.
Right? Make it the best one.
It's fun.
It is. Fun. It is. Oh, well, thank
you. This was so fun.
I'm so glad you came on and that our paths were just, they were meant to cross. We were meant to meet and you were meant to be on here. I love it so much. Well, thank you again for coming on. You guys, check her out. Check her out on all platforms, because I feel like we're just in for life-changing events and work if you do it, if you put in the time and put in the work. So thank you for coming on. Can't wait to see you again.
If you're ready to become a bomb mom, join my free course over at www.melissavogelfitness.com/course. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.